Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele running things behind the scenes and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from Clutch Sports. He also covers the NBA, Pelicans, Memphis Grizzlies. Chris Dotson. Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, appreciate you, Mike. You know I always come on talk some ball with you.
I hear you, brother. Before we get into the East and West Conference Finals, your thoughts, seventh overall pick in the draft for the Pelicans. You would think that they will probably look to add a big man. So give us a couple of names that you think could potentially be there at seven for the Pelicans.
Yeah. If they don't trade that pick, which is a whole different conversation. I've talked about this guy for a while now, Derek Queen, you know, freshman out of Maryland. A little older as a freshman. But age doesn't matter. If you can go out there and you hoop, I just want to see you hoop. So him and that boy out of Illinois, you know, Kasparis, I'm going to always pronounce his last name wrong, starts with a J. Y'all can figure it out. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes,
I like
sir.
Him. That's another big man. Jackanoskis or something like that. It's been a long trip down from Chicago through Wichita for a long period and back. All the names run together. But, yeah, the guy out of Illinois, Derek Queen out of Maryland, if one of those is sitting there at seven, I don't know how you pass them up.
Yeah, we were talking to Nicholls State head basketball coach Tavon Sadler, and Booga told me, Mike, man, if they get a shot at Queen, he's something special. And he was part of that recruiting process with Queen before he got to Nicholls State. So he knew a lot about him. And for a big man, it's how well he can move, Chris. I mean, he is super athletic for a big man.
He can move in ways that we were talking about Zion being athletic enough to play football and stuff like that. Queen can come in and really do some things with his brute force body. He can move, but he's got some of the softest touch around the rim, stuff like that, little things on his floater, like Etuan Moore to throw an old Pelicans guy with a floater out. It looks like that. He's got a nuance and a savvy and a soft touch to his game that comes immediately after he's shown you the greatest athleticism you've seen for a freshman this year. In my opinion. So, yeah, Nicholls State coach, we're all in the same boat. Let's take Queen and try and make him the new king of New Orleans.
There you go. We'll start in the East first, the contrasting styles with the Pacers and with Carlisle and the way he runs the basketball team. And it's a lot of run and gun, shoot it, hit the three-point shot. And, man, when they get hot, Chris, you're in trouble because once they get started, they can tsunami you real quickly. And then you have the Knicks with Tom Thibodeau. And Thibodeau's always been known as a tremendous defensive coach. The Knicks do that very well. Brunson certainly can give you that outside shot. And I just love contrasting styles in a series, and I think that's what you're going to get here between the Knicks and the Pacers.
Yeah, hey, styles makes fights. Pacers-Knicks has always been one of those NBA rivalry matchups that, you know, Spike Lee and Reggie Miller doing the choke.
Yeah.
And yet Thibodeau, he's going to play slow. He wants to – he'll only run six or seven guys out there if that's all he feels that can win him a game. So he's got to play a little slower. The pace is a little deeper, and they want to play a little bit faster. And so, yeah, that's one of the series that if we had to get some upsets, that's some of the best. These both matchups are some of the best matchups we can hope for now that some of the other bigger names have gone down. So that Indiana-Knicks series is bringing back a lot of old memories, but I think we're going to see some new style of basketball from Halliburton that is really going to test Thibodeau. And you hadn't asked me for a prediction yet, but that's why I think the Pacers, the 4 seed, might take over that 3 seed. It's just Halliburton, I think, is going to figure out Thibodeau faster than Brunson can figure out what Carlisle and them are doing, because Josh Hart just can't make a shot right now. There's things like that, but I can't wait to watch.
Out in the West, you got Oklahoma City Thunder. You and I have talked about this throughout the entire season, just how talented this roster is. They're deep. They're young. But you know what? None of these teams have been, so to speak, walking on this sort of ground as a group together. They got tested. Man, the Nuggets went in there. Man, it was a championship fight other than yesterday. Man, because Oklahoma City, they just blew them right off the court. And then you have Minnesota not getting a lot of respect from a lot of different people. But, man, I got a feeling, Chris, this may go 7 games here with the Timberwolves and the Thunder.
Yeah, I'm calling for 6 or 7, but the Timberwolves, look, they had pretty much an easy time because Curry was out. And the Thunder, I was just up there, you know, I get around. I was up there for the Grizzlies series, did a thing with an exclusive interview with Kenrich Williams, Kenny Hustle, guy from down here in New Orleans, got to catch up with him, Cason Wallace. They're a young team, but they're a mature team. I've been in now 8 different locker rooms for the NBA playoffs. And they, you know, the veteran-laden squads, they don't handle no nonsense from the rookies. OKC was one of them. You walk in the locker room, you know they were locked in, they were busy. They weren't watching, anything about non-basketball. That was just a locked-in locker room. And I think we've seen that for the most part from them all season. That's why they have the best record. But, yeah, it's going to be 6 or 7 because if Anthony Edwards and Shea just start going at each other, that's just something I want to see 9, 10, 11, 12 games of that. It's one of those kind of series.
Going back to the NBA draft, sometimes, man, you get the rabbit's foot in the right place. You know what I mean? And that's what I look at with San Antonio. Okay, they didn't get the first pick, but they got the 2nd and the 14th. When you look at the West and you've had back-to-back now rookies of the year, and you get the 2nd overall pick and the 14th pick overall, man, you could put yourself in a position where you are really going to be extremely difficult to knock out if you keep those picks. So that'll be the first question. And do you see them being a major player to try to acquire Giannis from Milwaukee?
Look, getting the 2nd pick is the best blessing in disguise for San Antonio because you couldn't trade away Cooper Flagg. You couldn't do it. It would be too hard. But just getting that 2nd pick, now it's easy if they want the 2nd pick. You give them the 2nd pick. You get Giannis. They want 2 and 14. Who cares? You now have Giannis. You know, so it just makes it so much easier. They didn't drop to 4, 5, 6, you know, like the Pelicans and the Jazz falling backwards. Spurs jump up there, and now they have the best non-Cooper Flagg asset available. And I think that they're really going to have to sell that. And, yeah, I think they're going to be in not only for Giannis, I think they're going to be in for Lauri Markkanen too, because I think the Jazz are going to do a cold reset. And Lauri has been a name mentioned with the Grizzlies, with the Spurs, and a few other teams that are looking to compete next year. Watch for Lauri and then Sabonis out of Sacramento. Those two names are already starting to heat up in, you know, the little group chats I've got going for guys that if Giannis does not pan out for a bunch of these teams because he wants to go to Miami or some other team in Texas, watch for those two guys to get involved and that 2nd pick to be involved there too.
Could you see the Pelicans being involved in a 3-way deal? Because they got the Bucks picks in their pockets, so to speak.
Yeah, I could see them taking on maybe not the best player. Obviously, that'd be Giannis, maybe not the 2nd, but the 3rd, 4th, and 5th best player in that kind of trade to do a sort of a reset under Joe Dumars. Yeah, I could see that definitely. I just don't see the 7th overall pick with the Pelicans playing with Zion. That's about the only thing I'm sure of. It's either traded or Zion's traded, but they're not going to – I don't see how they can sit still and stick with the status quo given what they're going to be offered from Milwaukee to get their picks back and what this team is set up to do if they really make the right moves this summer. So sitting on your hands, it's going to be tough to do because the Pelicans are going to get a lot of good offers coming across their desk for not only Zion, but for those picks, the 7th overall pick and a few other pieces that are probably surplus to requirements for the future.
Chris, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights, bud. Appreciate your time. And, man, we'll get back with you right around the draft time and go over more of those players. But, man, couldn't agree with you more on Queen. I think if he's there, I think he might well be the guy.
He's the only player I would say draft him and let him play with Zion. Everybody else, you got to do something else. So, hey, yeah, appreciate you, Mike D. Grew up on you. You know I'll always come back with you and talk a little ball.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Chris Dotson does a great job for Clutch Points, covers the NBA, the Pelicans, the Grizzlies. A lot about some of the local players that have played in Louisiana, some of the state schools here in Louisiana.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.